Catherine paused. I knew these thoughts were not hers. She had no background in physics or metaphysics. She knew nothing about planes and dimensions and vibrations. But beyond that, the beauty of the words and thoughts, the philosophical implications of these utterings, these were all beyond Catherine's capabilities. She had never talked in such a concise, poetic manner. I could feel another, higher force struggling with her mind and vocal cords to translate these thoughts into words so that I could understand. No, this was not Catherine. I wondered what our founding fathers would have thought about the proposition that all humans are not created equal. People are born with talents, abilities, and powers accrued from other lifetimes. But eventually we will reach a point where we will all be equal, she had said. I suspected that this point was many, many lifetimes distant. I thought about the young Mozart and his incredible childhood talents. Was this also a carryover of former abilities? I thought about how people tended to congregate in homogeneous groups, avoiding and often fearing outsiders. This was the root of prejudice and group hatreds. We also must learn not to just go to those people whose vibrations are the same as ours, Catherine had said. To help these other people, I could feel the spiritual truths in her words.